Yeah, thanks, Owen. You're very welcome back here to O'Donnell Park. It is all over, and Clonmacnoise are out of the Intermediate Championship. They've been defeated here by Steelstown. 13 points to 1-8 was the final score, but there was late drama as Clonmacnoise hit the crossbar. It was Leo Bryan who got the flick on from a free. It was taken by Harley out about 40 yards out. He lofted the ball in, and it just hit the crossbar. And well, Martin McHugh, what a way that would have been to end the game. Clonmacnoise down to two men, or down two men, I should say, but just didn't get there.
Yeah, very nearly. Sean McLafferty and all, the goalkeeper, was up when he was in, and right in the minute the ball was kicked, when he was in on top of them, and just the fist got to it. It was a wee bit lower, the ball was in the back of the net, and we think it's Leo Bryan that got the fist to it. Now, on very unlucky, you know, but they look back in it, you know. I suppose discipline caused him a wee bit, with the two men being sent off, as you said, and two big players as well, you know. John Fitzgerald getting the second yellow and then the red card, and you know, be disappointed with that, because you just can't afford to be down men, because it's heavy going this time of year and everything else. But they put up a big battle. This is Clonmacnoise supporters standing up here, clapping them off the field. They put up a really big battle, and considering they played really well when they were down to, when they were down, yeah, to down to 13 men, I thought they played well. Paul Sweeney, the other player, they got the two yellows as well. But I think, looking at it, you have to give them great credit on their down, especially their captain. He led them, Mark Harley. He cut out about three different balls when it looked like that the Steelstown men were going to go up the field and get an easy score. And he did really well to get his hands to them balls and cut them out and everything else. But unlucky on the day. They fought very, very hard. And, the big thing for them was to win the Intermediate Championship in Donegal. And that was the most important thing, considering they were beaten the last 2 years. So well done to them. But Steelstown rose over the hour, or the 65 minutes, whatever you want to say, or 70 minutes nearly, was played. You'd have to say Steelstown with a better side. And Ben McCarron, the county player, was very impressive. Neil Foster was very, very good. And, they have a lot of quality about them. Owen Bradley kicked a couple of very, very important points as well. But I was very impressed with the number 17, Donagh Gilmore. I'd say he's a player we'll hear more about, and we'll see how he gets on later on in the competition. But he was very, very impressive, and he covered every blade of grass on the ground. So I got well done to Steelstown, but unlucky for Clonmacnoise. They really battled very, very hard and put up a big, big battle, considering you don't have to go to a replay in Donegal as well. And just came up short. That crossbar, the width of a crossbar, made the difference in the end.
Definitely, indeed, it was, Martin. All of that at half time, it was 8 points for Brian Oaks, 1-5 for Clonmacnoise. In the second half, Clonmacnoise started the brightest. They got the first score after 10 seconds from Blake McGarvey, but it was that man, Ben McCarron, who stepped up for Brian Oaks to what it won 6-9 points. And another score came from Ciarán McMonagall, a point from play way out in the far right hand side. On the 17th minute, well, Clonmacnoise got their first man sent off. It was John Fitzgerald receiving that second yellow. And again, they're still in. They were just a point behind at that particular occasion. But Gareth Logue, he stepped up to put the Derrymen 2 points ahead on the 18th minute. Owen Bradley, he scored another point from play way out in the far right-hand side, kicking in with the sun at his back on the 21st minute. Jason McGee, he stepped up on the 22nd from Clonmacnoise's point of view and stuck another free over the bar. That left it 1-7 for Clonmacnoise, 12 points for Brian Oaks. And then on the 25th minute, Mickey McKinney came onto the field of play and stuck a massive score for the Derrymen. He was 45 to 50 yards out on the right hand side here in O'Donnell Park, with a little bit of breeze at his back, and put it 13 points to 1-7. And it was Jason McGee who had the last score for Clonmacnoise, but it just wasn't enough for the Donegal champions. They're out of this year's Intermediate Club Championship. Victory goes to Brian Oaks on a scoreline of Brian Oaks 13 points, Clonmacnoise a goal in 8. Pádraig Kilfertaigh and Martin McHugh from O'Donnell Park.